This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fun friend to have. That's not too late. You're right about that. 7 after the hour, never too late to get something good started. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria on the air, recognizing the number one. I just got some interesting information. This is sort of like Paul Harvey used to call it, shop talk, inside radio. Guess what the number one radio program is around the country every weekend? Take a guess.
The Good Day Show weekend program.
The Good Day Show weekend does very well. The best show that I have three, what do I have, four shows on the weekend. One of them is the countdown show. One of them is the health show. One of them is Good Day Weekend, and one of them is the Ag Show.
How about the
Ag Show?
The
Ag Show is showing more signs of life. Not that the other's been around for a long time. Countdown has a steady number, a couple of hundred affiliates. A Good Day Weekend is growing. The health show has, I think, 280 affiliates. But the Ag Show, after just a year, has 100 affiliates and growing. And the podcasts for that thing are more than I would have ever imagined. Farmers downloading and locavores, people interested in food, and the whole philosophy that I have about how to protect the American family farmer has struck a chord with people. So that's doing very well. But none of those shows are number one. The number one show, according to the ratings information, is Casey Kasem and the Countdown. Casey has been dead for 3 years. These are shows from the 1970s that are airing on those classic rock stations, the classic stations, like it's not on K-Earth in L.A. It's on that station in the Inland Empire at 99, whatever it is. Jennifer, I can't remember the call letters, the radio station.
Yeah, but that's 99.5 maybe?
But the point I'm making is, here's a show that's 40 years ago. When he started doing this, it was 46 years ago, and he was hired. The concept came, he and a couple of his pals that worked at ABC put the idea together. He was the obvious voice, and he milked it. He got, I think, 34 years. And he got paid like $4 or $5 million a year. All he did was go into a studio for 3 hours, 3-4 hours a week, and put it all in. They did a track, what they call voice tracking. He didn't actually sit there and listen to the music. He just was given a script, and he read the script and interpreted it a little, you know. And every once in a while, there are a few drops of things that he said off the air when things weren't going particularly well production wise.
Those are some of the best things ever.
Oh my God!
People love listening.
Fabulous.
To that. He lost his temper.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. Yeah. So anyway, but the number one weekend show is the Countdown, the Casey Kasem Countdown, not all the rest of them, which I find fascinating.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, so there's that information. I want to, I'm kind of interested in what's going on in the retail world. So can we spend a little time, ladies, you're shoppers.
Yes.
Let's help out some people with the shopping. Let's start with the Gap. Fall into the Gap. A couple of years ago, Gap put Angelica Houston and Elizabeth Moss in outfits, button-downs, blazers, jeans, those sort of things, the dull blouses, and told shoppers to dress normally for their fall ad campaign. Well, didn't do so well. Sales went down, down, down. And by Christmas time, they had to discount a lot of that stuff heavily. The chief marketing officer was fired. And so now they're looking around to try to figure out what to do. There's a great Gap store in Santa Monica on the 3rd Street Promenade. That's the one that I go to. We went in there.
It's a good one.
Meredith and I went in there and bought some, three years ago, jeans and that kind of stuff. Anyway, the numbers are not good at the Gap, not good at Banana Republic, and other stores like that. Gap has 3,700 stores, and after Christmas, they're going to dump a bunch of them. Macy's, after Christmas, closing, 100 stores. The Banana Republic, after Christmas, is going to bunch, I think that's owned by some European outfit.
Banana Republic's owned by Gap.
It went
significantly downhill after Gap bought them.
Yeah.
Well, the problem with Banana Republic is they try to cater to a specific audience, but their prices are just really high.
Are they too expensive?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you go in there and you shop for basics that you use over and over again, but I think we've sort of become a throwaway society, and I feel like Banana Republic's prices sort of alienate people a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we wear things for a while and then we just toss them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the high quality stuff doesn't always get used. I think I have found, or at least with Meredith's influence of buying, she buys more of the stuff that has bought, pricier or things that are more expensive, but they last longer. And men's styles don't change the way women's styles change. Don't you think that's true?
Yes.
Men's pretty,
very much.
Pretty basic stuff.
Yeah, I think that's why a lot of, we've talked before about H&M and Zara and how they're more throwaway fashions, but they're very on trend. So there are a few things you might have in your closet that are staples that you can wear all the time throughout the years, but if you want to stay on trend, those trends don't stay around that long. So you buy something, but you don't want to pay a ton of money for something that you know is not going to be on trend in a year or 2 years or 6 months.
And in the fashion world, there's been such an influx of people reading fashion blogs, and fashion bloggers have now taken over Fashion Week, because I used to cover Fashion Week for Cosmo Magazine, and it started out as a very small pit area where the bloggers could hook up to Wi-Fi, and now it's all bloggers in the front row of Fashion Week, and they're very influential, and a lot of the reason that they're so influential, they have their own style, people like to copy their style, and when you go to a store like The Gap, where it's pretty much all the same, it's a sea of sameness, and no one wants that anymore. Everyone wants to have their own individual style, and they want to look like they've really been a fashion editor in their minds, and they've put pieces together that are fashion forward, and The Gap just doesn't allow you to do that.
Yep, that's good food for thought. It's a 14 past the hour target in the retail world, and then maybe we can help women re-enter the workforce with some suggestions. That's up next here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get two croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
Reflection on the letter V. The best things in life are V's. RVs, ATVs, SUVs, V. Making things soar in the outdoors, never bored. Saving money, because I bundle the policies. Victory! Like beating Vikings at volleyball on a volcano. Try not to fall.
Bundle your outdoor vehicles and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
We interrupt this conversation about Jennifer's makeup in here to get back to the program. 17 past the hour. I thought, Kara, how are we doing on recording these things? We're going to set them out as a daily podcast, the conversations that are had.
I think what we're going to do is record stuff, and all of the funniest bits that we get every week will go out in a weekly podcast. That way people will have more substantial amount of stuff to listen to.
All right. Good idea. Target in the news. We're doing retail information. Target is shelling out $20 million to build single stall private bathrooms in all of its stores around the country. They announced that they will be investing in the private stalls in response to protests from customers over their policy allowing transgender customers and employees to use the bathroom that aligns with their gender identity. I don't get this stuff. I really don't.
Target tried, they had an idea, and now it's blown up. They wanted to let everybody do whatever they felt was right, and they got a lot of backlash for it. So, you know, they've decided that they're going to still fix the problem.
How many transgender people are there in our country? How many people does this affect? Here's the General Services Administration declares 9,000 buildings in our country that currently can allow transgender individuals to use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender identity. We spent that kind of dough. Not that I want to disrespect anybody, but for God's sakes, how many transgender people are there in our society? Do we even know?
I think there are more than you realize.
Well, that may be, but do we have to have a government agency go out and inspect every business in the country? That's what they're doing.
I mean, I think that Target started going into down the rabbit hole where they said everybody can use whatever they want, right?
Yep.
They got backlash from people. They also had an event where somebody was like a dirty birdie who tried to sneak into a bathroom or a dressing room. I can't remember. So they actually had a real issue come from all of this. So... Now they try to do this one-off bathroom thing, which is where it's going. If the pressure continues on businesses and schools, this is where it's going. They're going to have single-use bathrooms. But what I can't stand about this is that for the small business, like Target can afford to do this because right. they're a big chain and they
can
probably have...
Can you do it in your
But I can't
business?
Do it. I mean, you know, that's what's difficult is in the small businesses, then the pressure becomes... it's another pressure, another operating cost, another way to get people to come and use your company, and now you're going to have to change the way you have people go to the bathroom. In your stores.
What about with these unisex bathrooms that you see the rest stops? There's one stall and there's one door and you lock it and you go to the bathroom
right.
and you're done. Why can't that be?
Well, that's what Target's doing.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing now.
Everybody do it, and why?
But like Jennifer's saying, Jennifer just moved into a new office space, and so you would have to change or get your landlord right to change
to
what the structure of the building is. Yeah,
that's not easy to do. This is such a small group when you put it in perspective. So it's impossible to know how many transgender people there are, but the most commonly cited estimate is 700,000 people.
See, now I just saw something that says it's 1.4 million.
21 after the hour.
Thank you. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Spaceman came down to answer some things. The world gathered round from paupers to kings. I'll answer your questions, I'll answer them true. I'll show you the way, you'll know what to do. Who is wrong and who is right? Yellow, brown, black or white. If spaceman he answered, you're no longer mind. I've opened your eyes, you're now colorblind.
Alright, so this is a track from a Ricky Gervais album called Spaceman. And then because he was in a TV show, basically it was The Office in England, right? He played the same character that Steve Carell played in America.
Well, he wrote The Office. It was the original. The U.S. version is based on the Ricky Gervais Office. Yeah.
Right. And Brand is sort of a goofy guy, and it wasn't what you think of. When I think of Ricky Gervais, I think of a jerk. This doesn't lead me to believe that everything he's done has been bombastic.
Did you ever see The British Office? I found it to be a lot funnier than the American version.
Yeah.
But I don't think great.
Most of those shows on TV, for me, I don't get any of that stuff. I don't get the broke, two broke girls.
Yeah, I don't get that either. Yep.
Where'd you find your mama?
I'm with you on that. Just keep going.
What's the other one now? Fabulous Mother, the other one that's everywhere. There's two of them. The one that has Ed O'Neill in it. What's that called? With the
Family. I do like Modern Family. I love that.
Yeah. And then the other one,
The Middle, which I also love a lot.
Yeah.
I've never seen that one. It's so cute. Came
down. All right, New Music Monday with a focus on this Ricky Gervais song from the album that comes from the TV show, right?
This is essentially when the British Office ended. David Brent, the character he played, his dream, and even though he was this middle manager kind of guy, he got fired from this bad office job. He really wanted to be a pop star. And so all these years later, Ricky, as David Brent, has put out an album called Life on the Road. It's just a goofy album, but it's funny if you like David Brent.
Yeah, you can tolerate it as much as he's not tolerable in most other circumstances. All right, next item, New Music Monday, Chapter 2 comes from Dolly Parton. Song's called Pure and Simple from the album Pure and Simple, her first for the last 5 years. This is so sweet. This is a love letter to her husband, Carl, with whom she recently renewed her vows, been married to him for 50 years. Isn't that sweet?
Mary's very sweet.
I love
that.
Yeah.
This is a really nice song, too.
He just lets her be and doesn't get involved. And he knows that
not interested in the spotlight at all.
Nope. Dolly happens to be Miley Cyrus' godmother. She said that she's looking forward to going to Miley's wedding with Liam Hemsworth. Maybe she can talk some sense into her. All right, so this, crank this up. It's good. She still got it, man. Isn't she?
Her voice sounds
still
so good.
That's got it. Yeah. Very sweet. All right, so that's item number two in New Music Monday. Number three this week comes from Frank Ocean.
That's the way every day goes.
Billy Ocean's son.
No. You love making up that rumor, but it's not true.
Well, I was getting ready to go, really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that.
This is a song called Pink and White from Blonde, his new album, the second album he's done. First one was Channel Orange. It came out in 2012. He comes from New Orleans. Had just checked into his dorm room at the University of New Orleans when Katrina hit. And that kind of moved to L.A. and he started his music career there. So here's Billy Ocean's son, Frank, with Pink and White. Like this, 28 after the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio program. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air for Monday with love songs, love thoughts. Here's a thought. Muddy water is best cleared by leaving it alone. There's a quote. This is, I'm thinking about the past and how muddy it is. And you can use the correlation. We've all been talking about what happened in Louisiana, how much mud and stench there is leftover from the storm, but it's a leftover. Now it needs to be cleaned up. Move on. Every single one of you, every single one of us, has made mistakes. Hopefully we have learned. These things make us who we are today. I make reference to my own personal experiences. There have been plenty of things that I have done that I, upon a retrospective look in the rearview mirror, which I hadn't done. I'm betting you could probably come up with a few yourself. You know what? Forgiveness and moving on. I'm finding out so much this. When I get into some of these new programs that are sort of self-growth, you've heard me tell the stories over the years of a number of things that I've gotten involved in. This whole business about the constellations and looking back at our families and seeing what's there that has brought us to where we are, and then realizing that you got to change your patterns. And it is a work in progress, I'll tell you. Speaking of work, the way we work, it's not just about relationships that you have that, with people you love. It's about stuff that we do at work that is patterned and not good. That's why people get fired, because they do the same things. I don't know, once in a while somebody does something really egregious and you get fired for that. But most of the time when you get fired from a job is because you make the same mistakes over and over again.
Right.
Because you're in a pattern, and the pattern doesn't prove successful. And so, do you realize it? Sometimes people never realize it, or they don't want to do something about it. But there is something to be learned, I think, for every person listening to this program. If you go, and I'm not selling this for this guy, but there is the constellation thing is worth looking into. And then think about your own patterns, what you do that perhaps you might want to look at.
Is that available everywhere in the country? Or
Constellation is, you can look up and follow, I think, some of the teachings. There's a book written by the fellow that I'm taking the course from, and I'm looking for a copy of it, and I can't see it.
But just go to the garage to do it?
If you Google Constellation and then Peter Faust, F-A-U-S-T, you will find, I think, the
roots, Constellation Theory.
Yeah.
Right. Brings it up, yeah.
So, the reason that I bring it up now, and there are a number of reasons, because I think it's important, but I am thinking about all the women now. Many women at this point in their lives, especially if you're over 40, got the last child going off to school this week or next week. When's Labor Day? A week from...
Two weeks from today.
2 weeks from today is Labor Day. Okay, so there are a number of mothers who are now wondering, what am I going to do? I want to go to work. I want to go back. I want to either start a business of my own with maybe a friend, or I want to look around, because most of your peers are going to go back into the workforce.
Well,
many of them have been out.
It's rediscovering your identity, I think, when your kids are gone.
Right. Yep, it is. And it's a whole lot different than it was when I was a kid, because my mother never worked. My mother never had a job. Never. Never, never had a job. Can you believe that? My mother went to school when she was 17, met my father. They got married and started having kids right away. And my mother stayed at home. And she died at the age of 50. But through her life, she never had one job. I find that astonishing. But it was the way of the world at that time. Now it's the exact opposite. I look at my daughter and how she's managing at 42 her child. That is 8 months almost. When's the 22nd? Today's the 22nd. Oh, okay, today's his birthday. Born
is he
December
two
22nd.
Today?
No, he's about, it's his monthly birthday.
Oh.
He was born December 22nd, 2014. So he's, a year and 8 months. And she has managed this, and I don't say this, I'm proud of her, actually. She's been an academic all of her life, loves that life. She and her husband are both profs, professors at UCLA in Los Angeles. And they've figured out their schedule so that she can do her work that she needs to at home, and then teaching classes 3 days a week. They schedule their classes, she and her husband, 3 days a week. So they have office hours and their classes. In Megan's case, it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And in Matthew's case, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so they are always, one of them is always with Miles. And if they have a conflict, my son Brendan gets involved. And now they found a babysitter that they like a lot, but they only use her maybe once a week. And
so Uncle Brendan is the babysitter?
Uncle Brendan is the go-to. Yep, Uncle Brendan is
love. He's really sweet.
Kid loves him. Whenever he sees him come in, he just waves his arms.
Did you see the picture that Megan posted over the weekend?
I haven't looked. No, what is
so
it?
So cute, with Brendan holding Miles up, and Miles just smiling ear to ear. It's the cutest picture. Oh. Really sweet.
Well, they always have brunch on Sunday morning. They always get together for brunch, and then Brendan takes Miles for 3 or 4 hours so that they can go be by themselves. And it's really kind of a neat thing.
That's
really
a really unique and wonderful system that they have.
Right.
I don't know that my brother would do that if I had a kid. Yeah.
My father. Well, I mean, I guess I'd go back. But This is about women getting jobs, but there's a person on the side. Brendan and I were talking about this consolation course that I'm taking. And he's looking, because we look at our parents and our grandparents and the extended family, go back generations and generations and generations to figure out who you are. And so Brendan has to a point recognized how he has followed the path that I established when it comes to relationships and my father established. He at least recognized that some years ago even, and he sort of surprised me when he said, yeah, I've been working on this for a number of years, because he recognized that it was not a great place to go. And I haven't had a lot of good relationships in my life. And, you know, you look back and see what your father has done. It's not about blaming. It's about understanding. And then when you see the pattern, you say, my God, look at that. It's so obvious. What can I do about fixing it? And I think that's where you go with it. And so anyway, he is, both of them I'm extraordinarily proud of, because they've figured it out. I don't know, their mother was a great influence on them in many ways, and I think I've been a good influence on them for the most part, but I haven't been a great influence on Brendan, and it must have rubbed off a bit on Megan, but she did listen to me, because I said to her, don't get married until you're at least 30.
That is excellent advice.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy to get married before, especially now. All right, so let's go back to women and getting jobs. The thing that I would wonder, and I'm actually sitting here because I want to listen to Victoria and Jennifer give you maybe 60 seconds worth of advice. Jennifer is a perfect example, and from what I gather, Victoria, you are too. Neither of you are mothers yet, but you both want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you have not.
Well, I don't want to speak for Jen. Did I say mm-hmm for Jen too?
No, Jennifer wants to be a mother.
Oh, okay.
No, she absolutely wants to be a mother. So the women. But you've done it the other way. You're both working toward a point, and I'm trying to envision you, Jennifer, because you're a little older than Victoria. What happens when you find the right guy and you settle down and you have a baby? What happens to your work? You know, you're chained to this program. There's no way you're going to avoid that. You've got another program.
Did you know that, Jen? You're chained to us.
I'm chained to a lot of what I do. You know,
yeah,
I'm
loyal. Right. I mean, how can you leave your father? The business you and your father have established is basically yours. So you can't leave that.
I don't, but you know what? Up until now, I mean, or to the current day, I mean, my career has been, and building my career,
yeah,
has been my top priority. As that
right.
shifts and family becomes the top priority, I would hope that all the work that I've done will allow people who I work for to give me a little bit of flexibility and to
nope.
make it work so that I can do what
Forget
I need
about
to
it.
Do.
No.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so Uncle Doug.
He better get used to waking up in the morning taking care of that baby when it's time for you to be on the air. That's all I can say.
That's right. Once you see your little, you get a little face calling you Uncle Dougie, you'll change your tune.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, I think you just have to, you try to work it out. And, you know, you have to have a support system. I mean, I'm at a place where I'm lucky. I have both parents who would love to be a part of my child's life. I have, you know, a good support system around me.
Oh, your
and
mother
that
be
makes
all,
a difference.
You're
yeah.
kidding. Your mother's going to be all over that.
Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that. There's absolutely all over. All right, Victoria, what do you think? What's going to happen to you?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, I believe in a sort of spiritual sense that the universe kind of helps, and I think that finding you guys and finding the setup that we have, I think that it is, that's the universe clearing a path for parenthood. Because I feel like I can set my own schedule and work from home, and I'm very fortunate in that sense. And I think that joining the show has answered a lot of questions that I've had and possible dilemmas that I've had about being a working mom. And I feel like the path has been cleared and I can do both. And I feel very, very blessed for that.
Well, it's something that you...
Because I have friends who struggle with that. I have friends who are trying to plan families, and there really isn't any clear-cut answer for them. And it's hard. It really is.
Yeah. Well, it's food for thought, though. But if you're thinking about it right now, you're over 40, last child's going off to school, what are you going to do? How are you going to... make the leap? What do you? How are you going to decide what you want to do? You want to do work that's only going to involve your time from when the child goes off to school?
We should probably tell them what they're going to do after they have the celebration that their last kid goes off to school, right? Once the confetti gets swept up, then what do you do?
Yeah. Is this really? I don't see the picture, by the way, that you said was up. I looked just to look at Megan's Facebook page.
It was on Instagram. I'm not sure if it was on Facebook.
Maybe,
right. Really cute picture.
Yeah. All right. So the point is that you have license to do it now. Where even when I was, when my children's mother was a teacher, that's how we met because I was teaching at the same time. And she continued that. She continued to work for the most part while the kids were coming along. Her choice. She ran an infant school, and then she worked as a lawyer and stuff like that until she got sick. But it was a healthy atmosphere. The kids were never really, I don't want to say alone, they weren't, because they were involved in all kinds of other activities. And Megan and Brendan weren't the kind of kids that needed somebody to watch them, you know, every 5 seconds. Maybe that helped a little. It helped me to be independent. Because I had nobody. I was like alone. The kids were alone. They got done with school. They were at school longer. They both went to a private school. And they came home and they were busy doing their thing. Brendan didn't come home. He did the basketball and the athletic stuff. Megan was always into the books. And you never had to kind of worry about her. But I think that the point here is that there are a lot of opportunities, especially now as stores gear up, retail gears up for Christmas, they're looking for people. And I've found, my experience has shown me that people who get involved in these jobs part-time and they show well, they end up having a full-time job if that's what you want. I think you got to decide, as Jennifer, both she and Victoria said, you got to make up your mind what you want to do, mm-hmm. and then you apply yourself. But I think there are a lot of opportunities for mothers, because let's face it, as hard as this is to say, the 20-somethings are so out to lunch. They really are. The kids today, they
sorry,
have
Kara.
Clue. No, Kara's a rare...
What did you say? I was taking a nap.
She's fine.
Kara's...
She's out to lunch. She's
a rare exception. Most of the kids today...
She is. No, she really is.
They don't want... They stay at a job for a couple of weeks. They don't like it. They go somewhere else. They go back home. They don't work. There's just no focus. And there's
so every intern that I've ever had... When am I going to get hired? Well, do your internship first.
I went to college. Talk. Don't
by the expectation.
Job?
Yeah, this whole business of entitlement.
Yep.
You know, and so that's why I say the 40-somethings are going to outshine the 20-somethings, and you'll fare a lot better. That's my philosophy. Food for thought at 49 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magna Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help
offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Right up today with the theme from Laverne and Shirley. We have what was that movie?
Sydney Williams' birthday, 68 years old.
She's how much?
68.
I was thinking.
Did you date her back in the day?
Oh, will you stop it? what I was trying to figure out was. What was that? There was a revival of the movie with the two, with Gina Davis and what's her face in the car that goes over the cliff. Brad Pitt's in the movie.
Thelma and Louise.
Yeah. Is that like 50 years old or something? This week, did I see that?
That movie? That was an 80s film.
Was it 80s? Okay. So
yeah, Cindy Williams, who was Shirley and Laverne and Shirley, was actually in the movie American Graffiti with Ron Howard. He went on to do Happy Days. She went on to do Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
It's funny. Victoria sent me an email saying she never saw an episode of Laverne and Shirley. I guess, Doug, some people grow up on the Big Bang Theory. And
that's it. Right. You're done. All right. Chuck is going to give us box office totals. I'll review War Dogs. That's coming up next year. 55 past the hour.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some bands are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Bands born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris van. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, let's get back to Chucker, 56 past the hour, with a review of the top five at the box office over the weekend. Any surprises, Chucker?
No real surprise. Late days of August, box office sort of waned. Suicide Squad was number one for the third straight weekend, doing $21 million in business, $262 million in 3 weeks. I think this film's done almost $600 million worldwide, although some consider that not enough. Seth Rogen's Sausage Party, the R-rated animated comedy, plays second, $15.3 million, a drop-off of 55% week-to-week. Still, this film's done $65 million in 10 days on a $19 million budget. That's pretty good. The film you love, Doug, War Dogs, came in third, $14.3 million, so-so. Kubo, $12.6 million, so-so. And Ben-Hur, $100 million plus epic remake, just 11.3 in its opening frame. That's a disaster for the studio, actually.
No, look at what it was. It's
so
garbage.
What do you think of War Dogs? Tell us.
I didn't know what to expect. You talked about it a little bit. I went to online and looked at the trailer. I go hot and cold on
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. You immediately, for some reason, don't like his character when he appears on screen. The other fella I didn't know, but he's been around apparently, according to Victoria.
He was in the movie Whiplash, which he was really good in. Miles Teller is famous.
Yeah. There's so much drug usage in it, Chuck. It's so distracting. Yeah. There's so much swearing. The story, however, is very important, because what I'm told after doing some reading on it
from
the different sources is
it
not only true, but it gives you an insight into how corrupt the Pentagon is and the Defense Department and their procurement, and how many jillions and billions and gillions of dollars are spent on things to arm everybody to the teeth, how the military-industrial complex works.
Well, in a nutshell, how do these guys get the contract?
They basically cheated. They falsified records and all kinds of things. The whole business about the glamorization of drugs is what bothered me as much as anything else. But also the story, it's too bad it's clouded by that, because an important story like The Big Short that needs to be told about how bad we are fixed to the military-industrial complex. So that's my story on it. 59 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.